You never heard of blood sausage or blood pudding or black pudding?
No, never in my life.
Okay, did you ever take a piece, take the juice of the liver sausage or head cheese or whatever it is and stir it up with meat on, maybe some hog meat, and then cook it? And then later after it gets cold, you slice it and you fry it.
That's called sass meat.
Okay. Suppose you had kept the butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
It's too strong.
Like the,
it's rancid.
More like the bacon.
Me rancid too.
Okay. Pig's sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
Clabber.
And what do you make from it?
Cottage cheese.
Anything else?
No.
And what
if
do
it's
you
not
do?
Too sour, you drink it.
What do you do with the milk the first thing after you milk it?
Strain it.
Okay. What do you strain?
Strain the milk.
Okay. And we're gonna talk about a pie here or cobbler
or something like that.
Something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit
in the
pastry. What's it
called? It's called a
cobbler pie. Okay. Somebody that has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Alright. What would you call the sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Sauce.
Alright, what food taken between regular meals, you call it what?
Snack.
Now, you don't always call it that. I know you do now, but you used to call it something else, I bet.
Now, we used to call it just eating between meals.
Okay. And then let's talk about eating. Let's say, I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I will eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten breakfast.
All right. Last week, I
ate
breakfast.
Breakfast.
I'm going to, you're going to say, what do you people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay. How do you make coffee?
Using boiled water. You can use instant coffee. Instant coffee is you want it back on it. You have to perk coffee.
Okay. Well, what do you say? I'm going to
brew some coffee.
Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And what do you drink it out of?
A glass.
So you say you drink it out of what at the table?
Drink water out of a glass at the table.
Okay. You say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And you might say, I didn't
break it,
but someone else has
broken it.
Okay. All right. If I asked you how much did you drink, you'd say, I
drank
a lot of it.
A lot of it.
You say what?
I drank
a lot. Okay.
A lot.
Then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
All right. And then we'd say, we sure do blank a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. I use a lot of water. I guess
well,
you might drink. Drink.
Okay. Now then, you want to ask me to sit down at the table, all right? And when dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Please have a seat.
All right. If you have company for dinner, what do you say?
They get to the table?
Mm-hmm. After they get to the table, you say?
I say the same thing. Mm-hmm. Please have a seat.
All right. Then somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you
sit down?
Okay. So then he
sits down
and he began to eat.
To eat.